The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holla at me. I got the sea moss pills, I got the sea moss gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything. Everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth over destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holla at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD.
Check, I was the man on these streets. They call me residue, I leave blowing these beats. They got diarrhea flow, now I shit on niggas. Even when I'm constipated, I still shit on niggas. Got some super friends in the Legion of Doom. They blowing purple shit, they keep it high like the moon.
Yo, you already know, we locked back in. Guap Time presents Chestnut Checkers. Make your next move your best move. You know who I am. It's your host, Holiday Hove. Back in the building with the gang. You already know, we spinning the block. Let y'all know who up in here.
Yo, you already know the motherfucking vibes. It be your boy, the confident one. Tap in, get that money caller, you know what I mean? New comp styles for y'all every Friday, you know what I mean? Shout out my brother, Hood Urbans. He couldn't be here with us, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? He here in spirit with us, and, you know what I mean? We going to have a good cast, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, we with him in prayer.
For sure, man.
Definitely. Love, bro.
You know the vibes, bro.
Oh, that's on me. Bornelius Bartholomew III.
Also known as BB3, y'all.
BB3. Deep though. Legend.
It's your boy Keys. We'll get you right. Here again, you know what I'm saying, with my friends. Do the same thing we do every Friday.
I'm on the hood ration with my friends.
And once again, this episode is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there. Holla at them boys, Gaslight 3.5, man.
Yeah, that's
hit them DMs, hit them motherfucking page. I don't give a fuck how you get to them. They're going to get it to you. I swear to God.
Holla.
This got some motherfucking fresh shit in. Rockstar OG. This shit crazy. This smell crazy as hell. Real gas.
Flavors.
Hella gas.
Flavors.
Your mama like it.
Flavors. Call us Baskin Robin. We got
flavors. That's the shit that motherfucker. That's the shit your mother kick you out.
And what's then your bedroom smell like?
She kick you out and then smoke your shit. You be like, damn, yo.
That nigga got best flavors.
Yep, the best of the best. Yes.
Damn, that shit's exquisite.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We're back.
But you already know. We back in the building. We got another Friday. You know what I mean? Consistency, The word of the day is consistency.
You hear?
You know?
7 days a week.
Consistency, consistency, consistency.
24 hours in
a
day.
They don't never stop.
365.
Oh, ever hold nugs?
Ain't no pause button.
It's got the nugs.
Right ain't, here. Ain't no pause button.
No nugs. No dropping nugs.
No nug left.
You lose a nug, you lose your nubs. Yeah. You touch the grass, I whoop your ass. yeah, how the brothers doing today, man? Tapping everybody.
I'm good. Me personally, I'm good.
You and me both, bro.
Allergies going crazy.
I came outside. My allergies.
Pollen going crazy.
I said, fight back, man. Fight back. Itchy, fight back. Itchy, ay.
They put a little cayenne pepper in these allergies.
I had to getchy, ay. There's a little twinge in these motherfuckers. This is different.
They got that.
I feel like somebody pulled a little bit of Parmesan cheese on my.
What's that shit from DZ? Mambo sauce. Mambo sauce. They put a little Mambo sauce.
Why somebody put a little grilled cheese on my eyes when I woke up this morning? I'm like, God damn.
Crazy, bro.
I mean, Claritin. Allegra. Something. I'm out here turning into a little itchy, itchy, ya, ya, da, da. Eyes on fire, scratching, coughing, sneezing. Oh. It ain't COVID. It's allergies, man.
Seasonal.
You sure it's allergies, man. It's allergies.
Seasonal.
This is out before the vid. I've been sneezing and wheezing forever. Every time them pollens drop, it's over.
Yeah, I just washed my shit earlier, bro. 5 minutes later, I already had motherfucking... The whole top of my car was yellow. I said, what the fuck?
When the trees grow back in full bloom, it's over. That might be the name of the episode, Itchy, Itchy, Ya, Ya, Da, Da, Oz.
I'll wait
100%. Itchy, Itchy,
it was Itchy, Itchy, or Itchy, Itchy. I'm going to take my eyes out, put them in some ice water.
Watch out, my IG name there. Itchy, Miyaki. Itchy as hell. Itchy, God damn. I need a little bit of Vazine and Hazine. Shit, itchy as hell, bro. I hate that shit.
The allergy?
Hell yeah, my eyes be feeling like, where's born? Be feeling like somebody just put hella gum on my eyeball. Just be sticky as hell, like on some pink eye shit.
That's make you want to rub your eyes.
I throw a pinch of your eyes.
They get worse. Eyes be motherfucking bloodshot.
I like looking at flowers. I come back in the house, my eyes be looking like I'm high. They be like, you high now? I be my allergies. My shit get puffy.
Puffy, Biggie.
I just feel it's a ragweed, and then it'll be around like
dust,
that.
Dust, dander, any of that shit. Pet hair, too much of that shit in the air, make me sneeze.
It's the pollen.
Anybody that, like, really can't fucking house, I hate your fucking house.
Damn,
terrible.
He low key just said, fuck your crib.
Where's bone, bro? I really like that. My cat scratching your ankles on the way out. Like,
fuck your earth.
Nigga, pet dander's wild. Tap that nigga ankles real quick on the way out.
Tap his ankles.
Hit him one of them ATs. Ankle tap. Imagine that if you had a little tough ass cat and you just go, hit his ankles real quick. The cat
is running on missions. Send your cat on missions.
Where's bone? What about grandma?
If you get him to attack on the man, they're very fucking dangerous.
Attack cat. No, y'all ain't seen the video on my story the other day that I had where that cat jumped on that dog? That cat was fucking that dog up, bro.
Vicious.
Yo, cats was like, bing, bing, shit, bing, bro.
First thing they do is go for the eyes and the throat.
They vicious. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cats vindictive as fast, fuck, bro. And they fast.
Yeah, my grandma had a cat. That shit scratched me the fuck up. I'm on Green Street, man.
Cats dangerous.
They were cool as hell. After that day, I was like, I don't fuck with them like that. Like, I respect them all.
You heard they ever told you if you ever have a newborn baby, don't, like, throw your cat out?
Because cats
will smother your newborn baby out of jealousy.
Their relationship with you is like, it's like mute. Like, they don't need you.
Yeah.
That's a dick.
But you're just around, so.
Yeah, so it's like.
It's a mutual relationship.
It's real mutual. Like,
I'm here.
If you open that door, they'll leave.
I'm always here.
I don't.
Your dog feel like it.
Your dog will chill.
You still chilling? You still want to chill?
Yeah, your dog still want to
chill? My dog don't have no chill, bro. She got like. ADD for dogs.
Dogs, hey, dogs.
I didn't even know dogs could have ADD, but she got ADD. She be running over walls, bouncing. She can't sit still, bro. Like, bro, she turned into like spider dog, bro. Like, you gotta watch this dog, bro. She be ridiculous, bro.
She
women, really
got she no She rock. She wild,
bro. These animals be really having people pegged. They be watching you too. You go on your phone. You walk in your dog. You better stay out your phone. I'm telling you, I had a bad experience with that.
They
shit.
Look at you.
But that was my
fault. Just know you ain't fucking got your eyes on them.
I knew so I shouldn't have been walking a goddamn anyway. Bully on a damn retractable leash. That was my fault.
Snatch you one. Chase a squirrel.
I turned my head, bro. It was a piece of recycling that, you know, it just was. Before I could even do anything, I was on the floor. Like, what the? Like, yo, oh, bro.
Put her eyes on the headlock. That's crazy.
Nah, like, you she literally, bro.
That shit happened fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dogs is worse than little kids. See, little kids.
Nah, nigga. Don't ever say that. Nah. Don't ever say that till you get not a little kid, close. Bro. And you gotta keep. Nah, close, you, that's saying you
not even around. Close, Cal.
Your yo, kid my daughter, locked in I was, 24 I was, hours, nigga.
I was.
You be on your tiptoes. Bro, you be motherfucking.
Why you have an appointment, bro?
Me you don't know what the fuck to expect, nigga.
Bro, me and Puma in Irvington Park. Bro, we was in the park. She was standing right next to me. I turned my head like, just for scenery, like, I look back, she was in the middle of the field. They kick a soccer ball, like, oh.
She out there.
I'm running full sprint.
Feeling.
And she see me, she bounce, like, oh, shit, daddy coming. She fast, bro. She be moving on the legs. And legs. She got the balance. She
double time.
I'm like, oh, and she, I'm really running, like, oh, don't kick my baby here with this ball. And she in the middle of the field, bro. Like, that is a different spot. Because I'm going to tell you why. Right. If your dog run the leash, they're in control. If your kid run, they're not in control. They're just running.
Right.
So they're just running like, ah, it's a game to them. They don't know the consequence. The dog is cool. Because the dog is still dipping dogs. Your pet can dodge. They ain't cool. Your baby, they run the street, bro.
Like your dog ain't
your baby
fall.
Running the street.
If
in
your
the
dog
car,
run off, your dog is not gonna fall and hurt itself.
A dog, your dog is not gonna fall.
My dog ran in the street and got hit by a car. When I
yeah, but that was right in the midst of, like
yeah,
boom.
She was still a puppy, yeah.
That was different. A baby will get ran over. They don't even care about it. They don't see the cause of threat.
Right.
Your dog get hit because it was just. It got hit. It couldn't get out of the way.
It was scared.
A dog, a kid, we just run. And call me right there. Yeah. As an adult, we'd have been stopped.
No, that's a fact.
Baby was dangerous, bro. Dangerous. In the supermarket. But they don't have any fear gone, bro. That little girl be gone,
a
bro.
A baby, a kid, don't have no fear of anything.
Nothing, bro.
What was that movie back in the day where they had with the baby was climbing on like the construction site and all that shit?
Like child's person.
Oh, that.
I was like,
old
nah,
it was like a
shit.
Baby, and the shit was going all over. People was trying to say
comedy shit. Yeah, yeah, it was comedy.
Baby day out or some shit like that. Yeah, baby day out. Yeah.
Trying
baby
to
go
spend a whole day trying to catch this baby.
Yeah,
this baby getting on all types of shit, boats, planes. And
when you really have a kid, you're gonna see it's different, bro. Because I'm telling you why. This is the hardest part. This is the weirdest part. You'll die for this little fucker. I mean, like that's the thing. Like this some. Your response, once you, I don't know how to do these deadbeats, whatever the case may be.
I don't know.
Once you're around that baby, when they look you in that face, when you see you.
Looking back at
it's like, you zone out. So now it's like, I got some kids, I'll die for this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole different thing that overtakes you.
Yo, make sure y'all like,
even
comment, share, and subscribe, yo.
I'm ready for Puma to go.
Make sure y'all do that, yo.
Puma down. Puma up. Husband's coming right behind her. I'm done. This is bigger than her. Biggest house. I said, you mean, this is big as hell. Biggest, I mean, she bigger than Puma now.
Right.
She big. I'm like, this little girl.
That's how it's happening.
Yo, she came out the other day. I came from work. So you're about to get a shower when I and she took a night on my chair. I'm like, big as, like, she took a shirt on, like, she buff as hell. Big as shit.
How much
like,
she weigh?
She like 13 pounds now.
Woo! No, it's 13 now. How much she weigh
at
when
birth,
she was born?
She's, what? I forget, 8 pounds? 9 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
She big, bro.
My little cousin that was
Puma,
born like 2 years ago.
Puma, she's bigger than Puma, bro.
Nah, I was about to be 3. He was almost 11 pounds when he was born, my little cousin. Like,
But I'm saying, they do two measurements, right? When you leave the hospital, because babies have weight and they should drop. Right. But how long they gonna carry that weight? And they mention that too, eh? Yeah. You be a big motherfucker.
Yeah.
They know, like, say you gonna be a Shaq motherfucker.
Yo, you can't say much.
This kid getting bigger and bigger and.
Because it'd be preemies that come out and.
Preemies, because it don't matter. It don't really matter, though. Because they still already genetically all what they're gonna be. They just came early. This is a preemie, don't mean you're gonna be small, just you came early. Mm-hmm. That's all that means. So you are what you're gonna be anywhere.
Your birthday just
stressing. I used to hang from the door. I started to get taller. I was young, hanging from the door. My uncle was 6'5", 6'6", 6'6". My grandfather was 6'6". I'm like, what the fuck?
Just saying it, you know. You a whole nother type of dog.
My feet grew first, bro. I was mad as hell. I had duck feet. I was short, wearing like a fucking size 12, bro. Mad
I remember Carol. Carol was like baby. We used to go to Miami Mental. You cool, me cool, Johnny. Johnny had a little curly. Johnny's like a Puerto Rican. Dagan, Johnny's like a Puerto Rican. You would never have thought. Because cool was fat. You know what I'm saying? So if you knew, that's what I'm saying. If you back then, if you seen cool, like, oh, cool, fat, cool, chubby. No, I'm saying, cool.
OG killer.
But he was always like cool. He was always like cool. And AD was like, God. And by day. By the time we got that.
R.I.P.
Body, man. R.I.P. Body. Everybody, man. That's what I hate life sometimes.
Yeah, man.
No lie, God.
We all curse to live it, though. You know what I mean?
I never thought about none of that.
No matter how long, how short it is. I never thought about it. We all cursed to live it.
Yeah. If I had a baby, that's the only time I ever thought about life. Like that. Because
big,
then,
big picture.
Me being 40, being still athletic, still in shape, I was still feeling invincible. And when I had that baby, I started counting the numbers. I said, damn, when she turned 20, I'm 60.
Mm-hmm.
Then when she gets to your age? I said, I'd be dead.
You think?
I said, I'm about to start smoking.
See, how old was your grandpa's care?
My grandmother's still alive.
Yeah. Which one? Your grandfather that passed away.
The one that you met?
I think I met him.
You met one of my grandfathers. You met my grandfather, the one that lived in New York that moved.
Yeah.
The one that was used to get lost.
Mm-hmm. How old was he?
When he passed?
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot about him. We just had to go catch him. We had to go catch him.
Yo, the craziest shit, right?
We had to go catch him.
My grandmom's, God bless her, dad. She had full-blown Alzheimer's.
That blew my mind that we were really out here going to catch him.
My grandmother had Alzheimer's, and then my grandfather, he had dementia. And one day, it just was like one of them days, like everybody was working late. We just was like, yo, about to go check see if bro, what grandpa doing, right? We go there, bro. He wasn't there. So everybody like, oh, shit, like where he could be at? Because once he learned the neighborhood, he just started exploring going further.
Yeah.
Yo, tell me why he went all the way to New York. Because he was from New York. He went all the way to New York to Macy's in Harold Square.
Damn.
And was walking around in the store after hours, and that's how they found him.
Damn.
Crazy.
Now, that's crazy how the mind worked. He couldn't remember, like, the circumference of, like, the neighborhood because he was older, but he remembered how to get to New York on the train and anything. And getting to New York on a train is not, especially from that many years different, it's a big difference.
But if you went there a lot, it isn't better than you.
Yeah.
And a lot of them people don't really be that gone. They be gone, but the real shit still be there.
The mechanics still work.
It's still there. It's just they can't sort the same. Yeah. You get old.
Right.
Yeah. I think... Like when I took care of Carol, I was young.
That's why everything needs to update.
Stay away from me. I don't want y'all to see this shit, Carol. Stay away. It was different. Its vibe was different than my vibe. But I was thinking ahead, thinking, I don't want this nigga to think this shit is cool. Because we live in a lifestyle that ain't regular. We making money that ain't regular. So I don't want you to be thinking that this shit is cool for us. Because I'm trying to get out of here. Well, we didn't get that math to get out of the game.
Yeah.
But it was like, bro, nah, don't go this route.
Right.
that's why when you look at it now, it's like, you don't see that seed planted where it's some street nigga shit. It's all everybody working, everybody doing, everybody productive. But it's, and you look at it, even me ish, do that with traffic. Everybody is in the same lane. Everybody's working.
Because if you look at it now, it's in retrospect to like the comparison of the time, you could buy twice as much stuff with half the money. Wait, literally, with a rack back in that time, like
when KL was going over there and they were doing a rack was up. I was like, I should invest in these dudes buying these sneakers. But in my mind, like, are people really buying this shit? And I remember I could call KL. I was like, KL, come on. KL, what you doing? KL goes, whatever. I was like, but I called KL. He popped through because he knew I had hella bud, drank, and made some shit come through. So KL comes, he got me. KL popped through ASAP. What a time. Now, we had bad conversations, though. I'm like, what the fuck really going on with this shit? Yeah, yo, dude's really buying this shit, bro. They really buying this shit, bro.
Yo,
and that's because we from the era where sneakerhead wasn't, we bought the same shoe. We bought exclusive shit that you've never seen elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Where when you see me, I got some kicks on that you never seen before, mm-hmm. and vice versa. Right. So it's like, damn. It wasn't, we all got the J's. We all got the this. We all got the that. That was never the motive.
But also what it was, bro? In them times, most of the people that had Jordans and shit like that, other than some people, niggas was getting them shit they self.
Yeah, it's hard to find sneakers.
No, but that too. But also, niggas was going to get them since they sell because niggas' parents wasn't spending that type of money on Jordans. It's
easy to get those now. That's the whole difference. The whole difference is now you can type the name, it's going to pop up.
More action.
Bro, when you was younger, did your father bought you a $1,000 phone?
I would never ask for it. I got a phone when I was 22.
My father didn't want to buy me a $2,000
phone. I got a cell phone when I was 22. Only had a cell phone. Only had a cell phone.
Was a fucking stretch.
A $200-$300 phone when you were a kid?
Nah, my daughter got a cell phone and it worked. It's a real phone. She too, 2.5.
Bro.
I was 22. Only I got a phone because my mom was hating so much because she's calling me. She answered her call. I said, I'm done. I said, be an email dude. Right. Email me if you want to talk.
Get a separate line.
And then I got to the point where it got to the point.
I got a two-way pager phone. That he was.
Man. You had your own separate line back in the day. You was kind of like up a little bit.
Yeah, bro.
I was a little separate. You was the it factor. You know, a little separate.
Own line.
You was the it factor.
Yeah, called me on this line.
Yo, nah. Words born the illest shit. Niggas, I saw a meme or a reel or some shit where niggas was talking about how niggas used to really record the song on the answering machine. You like, yo,
that wasn't my prime.
Leave your message in high school. Bro, niggas was really doing that, playing
for the ringtones.
They not talking for like 30 seconds.
I was old, like I had the chronic shit on my eyes. Leave it was all skits. Like I was, NWA, it always had skits. So it was some funny shit. So I had some shit like that, like, but it was always some slick shit. But
only my motherfucking
dudes really had like people really had like.
Right, only
like,
my brother did this goofy shit. My brother recorded the scene on fucking Menace of Society where we like, I feel sorry for your mother.
Yeah.
And my mom's called me one day like panicking like, yo, I caught your brother. It's like something crazy was going on in the background. Now, mind you, that's his voicemail.
Oh.
And the nigga had the whole scene. That was his voicemail.
Playing this.
Nah. This is how you get him, like, Cam.
This is how I used to get him.
This is how I used to get him. I used to do the shit like, I go like, you're...
Be quiet.
Nah, I'm... What's going on?
Niggas stay on line for a minute. So I'm talking to you and everything.
Cause you just you know how niggas talk. I do. I commentate. I be knowing the variable. I go, you say you like, hey, what's up, bro?
Cooling, bro.
Nah. I'm fucking with you, bro. This is voice, bro. I know you well.
I remember that shit. Once I started doing that shit, that's when I stopped doing that shit. Motherfucking, I had to change my shit. When I started getting motherfucking, like, giving people out my phone number on some professional shit.
You gotta go up. Your email gotta be real. I had an email. My shit was J Stalked. I had got a job interview, some shit, had rights, and the white guy told me, he said, listen, I ain't gonna job you. We need some flavor in here. We need to mix it up. And he like, can you get out? I'm like, I gotta get out there. I was thinking, I'm thinking, I was like, wow, I could have really made money by then. And I was bullshitting. I really could have, I could have found a way out. If I really wanted it, I could have got there. But right. I bullshitted. And I remember shit like that. Yeah. That's why I said, dude, now, you can't. Cause I could have been, man, I just take Peter Park, bro. I know computers. I just fix people's computers.
Right.
I was really a computer dude. Like, you know, like I'm like, street no wild nigga. I was fixing computers.
Right.
Oh, yeah, people fucked up. This shit crash. Boom. I should extract shit. Get rid of old files, create new shit.
Man, bro, you still
like all that. Bro, I was deep in that shit. And my mother's calling me and text, like, come get my son. He know. But it was leisure for me. It wasn't like a job. Like, nah, I just do this shit. I can do it.
Right.
Be
like that.
Now, knowing that was a job.
That's what the back. Look at right now.
Made a job.
Right, yo, back then, back I said, then, yo, I told them back then, I had AOL since, like, 96. I said, bro, we can create some shit. And make this shit pop, and then Facebook came. Mm-hmm. Facebook was never like that.
Yeah,
Facebook was like a spreadsheet when back then.
Internet,
you had to be in college to have Facebook.
Right.
A chick I was fucking with the Montclair State made me a Facebook. The Facebook I got now.
Right.
She just made it for me. I went on. I said, this shit corny. What do you want? She just wanted to have contact with me. You couldn't do nothing.
Right.
My name on it was Jay Raheem. That was it. I just opened it over here because by 06 it changed. All the way open. All the way up. But back when I first opened it, I said, right, you wouldn't want to be on it. If you wasn't in college, you didn't want to be on it.
Right.
Because there was no reason for you to be on it. Because that's all it was. It was a college
student.
That's all it was. That college was the main. You could talk to each other from there and you could share information. Right. You could share your notes. That's what type of shit was. I'm like, I'm fucking in the hood. What's this shit?
I think Twitter kind of had a
Twitter popped everything. Popped everything. Remember, Twitter was open everything up.
The memes,
this all this that was the shit internet. I've been in the 90s. This is the internet really was. And it was white girls.
MySpace was not like the
MySpace was Twitter kind of really what popped it off.
MySpace was the introduction.
Twitter was the first that you could do DMs and everything, bro. Twitter popped it off, bro.
AOL was the beginning of everything.
Oh yeah,
AOL created. AOL was the predecessor of all this shit.
AIM is the messenger.
AOL was about everything.
Yahoo chat.
Twitter
Yahoo
basically is a chat room. You just have to follow each other. That's what Twitter is. It's a chat room. You got to follow each other. That's all it is. It's a chat room.
All the Yahoo shit. All the Yahoo
Twitter groups. Is the app you can't open up at work unless you got your AirPods in. And even then, you can still.
Twitter wild. Somebody
right behind you. Over your shoulder? Somebody sees some shit over.
You privacy screen. You about to
I just had my tweet deck. You never care.
Go ahead.
My tweet deck was going so crazy.
Like, yeah, go ahead and take that lunch break.
What was the limit of tweets you could take, you could make?
It was like a
tweet deck was out of, you do it, they block you. And people come out, they come at me. If I knew how to monetize then, if I'd have had hundreds of thousands of followers, I had people, I took my shit. And people go, I can't follow you, bro. You,
that's some crazy shit.
But I
didn't,
if I knew what I knew how to sprinkle it. Like how I talk. I don't build on. I know social media now. They follow everything they watching. So I don't say nothing no more.
Right.
But then I'm saying whatever. That's my Twitter page. I deleted it. They deleted my shit. I go 50 Cent a coon, bro. I went back. My shit deleted. Deleted my Twitter page. I said that's crazy.
They thought you was a white male.
They said this nigga got 2,000 followers and he be talking crazy. That's a lot of people.
I thought you was about to start a cult.
There you go. If I knew how to monetize, I would never set some shit. I'd just be like, yeah, I'm cool. Thank you the money. You ain't seen one. You just like, talking shit.
Cause people wasn't getting money.
My bitch is going crazy.
People wasn't getting money off them websites like how you do now. That's what it was.
The internet was white women.
They had to.
That's
all the shit that they all the bread that they motherfucker accumulated from all them clicks and all that shit that they weren't paying out before. You know what I mean? That was somebody's money.
Yo, the internet was white women and black dudes. Black dudes came on the culture. White chicks was had the privilege. They got that family, that money. That's what it was. We created that lane. So once we got that lane on Facebook, Twitter, we started on that black woman, the queen. We started pushing the movement. Put all chicks on, cause we like, hell, it was all white chicks. Right. It was all white chicks on it. That Kardashian shit, the Paris Hilton, mm-hmm. Nicole Richie.
Right.
At that time,
are you right?
Oh, really? Wow. That they ran them, the black dudes. Pop. We create all cultures, so white we chicks. Always got a lane. The white dudes, they was in that matrix shit.
Whole beginning of white chicks was all because of them.
Bro. I'm telling you, I go to colleges, bro. They work. You're going crazy. And who you saw? Them. Or that bomb.
Hey, yo.
I'm telling you.
Hey. We're headed to Becky's for a party.
It's a game.
Off campus.
Yeah. So I'm saying. Out of pocket. How y'all feel about this situation with the Dalai Lama and the little boy?
This ain't nothing new.
That's disgusting shit.
That's what they
bro, this ain't nothing new.
But it's not surprising.
This is what they've been doing.
Not surprising.
Strike that nigga.
That's what they do, right?
What's the root of that whole religion, that shit? Pedophilia. You don't see old dudes that rap that shit because they don't. Why you got dudes in their mid-20s, 30s going bald at these rallies ass naked? Cause they about to be aged out. It's a pedophile lifestyle. It's the root of it. What it is like you said, they tired of hiding. These niggas been like this. This ain't nothing new. Come on.
This nigga ain't just started doing this shit. He been putting his tongue in little boys' mouths.
What girls he getting?
None. He a monk. He don't even fuck with girls.
You see these dudes on Instagram?
But he the man, these men, boys these suck men, on these
simp daddies. If you was getting a chick, you wouldn't even be talking about
that. All that religion shit.
You ain't getting no girls. These dudes ain't doing that shit. They ain't getting no chicks. And they be hating. They be playing with these boys. The Pope.
All these motherfuckers.
All of them. Where that shit rooted at?
All in that occult shit.
What is rooted
when they say motherfucking the Illuminati? Yeah, all these motherfuckers that be wearing robes and chanting and motherfucking lighting fires around cauldrons and all that dumb shit. It's the real motherfuckers is them. They right here.
Bro, these is everywhere, bro.
All the motherfuckers that wear the robes.
When you at a job,
the fuck?
One of the motherfuckers all of them. Be your friend, they sent that motherfucker. I gotta find his vibe. Yeah, bro, I smoke weed, I do. Bro, espionage and shit, real. Mm-hmm. I been eating from wild duck chasing.
Motherfuckers get paid just
because
they want to know
how,
just
you,
to read
where you people, at, yo. And how can we get you.
Just get me in the room with them.
They know you.
I get you anything you need.
You think people don't know you? You think they can't track your car, they can't know who in your car? Where you at the same time by yourself?
Especially now.
Why not? They know everything.
Especially now. Government can
do anything. They can check your car.
Basically
by yourself.
Anything.
What got on them? Whoop.
All
right. You thinking, what the fuck?
Yeah. I don't know if anybody...
They have been told... He got to go to
them. I don't know if anybody been watching... it's this thing on Netflix. What is it? The Night Agent. There you go. The Night Agent. Some deep cover shit about the White House motherfuckers sitting in a room. They on the clock scheduled to sit in this one room with this phone. Ain't no numbers on the phone, no nothing. All you gotta do is pick up the motherfucker phone when it ring. They gonna say whatever codes. You look that shit up and you give them information on whatever.
The mission.
On the mission, that's it. Yeah. You don't know them, they don't know you.
How about?
That shit went so deep, the vice president was trying to motherfucking kill the president, motherfucking set up somebody else for the shit, blew him up, mad motherfuckers, then they got his daughter killed. Long story short, Motherfuckers in the government don't trust the motherfuckers in the government. So why the fuck should we?
They're not supposed to be trusting.
You feel me? They throw you right. They'll label you a terrorist. The and
everybody
give you motherfuckers the green light to go.
Everybody
get you.
Believes in the government and that vote. People are saying, "Fuck your process. We not voting," and that destroys it.
Yeah.
Once you still say, "You know what? We don't trust it, but we're gonna vote anyway." It's over.
It's the shotgun shit going on.
Most of these elections, a lot of people say, I'm not voting for nobody. I don't trust nobody. But when it came down to the get down, they said,
but vote, nigga.
Fuck it.
It's like that. It's like, I don't want to vote. And it's not going to vote.
I don't have no listen, this is how my life goes. I don't even
vote.
Know.
I should like heads and tails, bro.
I don't even know what holidays we have.
That's the way it go.
I don't know what's going on. I'm so detached. My baby don't even have no inclination of none of that shit.
No, she's not supposed to.
At none of it.
At all.
She in a whole other world.
See, and because later on, it's going to be all...
I'm sorry, it is. Hopefully. They're trying to indoctrinate people to all... She's aware of it.
Hey, bro.
But
you ever think about this, yo? You ever think about this? Our parents, right, coming up, they wanted so much more for us, right? But with us growing up and being fairly the age...
Our parents got out of touch real fast, bro. Real fast. I'm saying why I can say that. When I was 8 and 9 and being outside doing shit, they ain't know what the fuck... My father knew the folks going outside the world. They still couldn't keep up.
It was the broken era, bro.
And then when rap came, they still was in their lane. They didn't know the fuck. They didn't know the language. The way we talk, the way we saw shit, we saw shit totally different. We was talking a whole other language than they were talking. So when they made our parents was moving, we looking at them like, y'all slow motion. We listening to S-Plan. We listening to all this shit.
Talking that shit.
I had my medallions. Tefario Pops had the store right over there. You had the black, green, and red. I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. I was coming with all my shit on. I was repping that shit from a kid. I never learned no religion. Ever. They can tell you, a kid, I'm like, get that shit away from me. My girl, wash my whole soap. Can you wash my soap before I go outside? They ain't stopping me. They know already. They knew. Already knew. Here he come. That's why I had a certain age, like, let him go.
Yeah, it's life, man. Just stick around.
Get to the end.
Pick up the jewels along the way.
Just stick around, man. See how far you get in this game.
Have some babies. You know what I mean? And get out the way.
You can hit the reset
that's
button.
Once some babies come, when you see you, your purpose is lined up now. I was doing everything. Right. I'm getting money all types of ways. I had an after hour in the trap. When that pandemic came, I was like, bet. Y'all niggas in the house? Bet. I had this shit shaking. Baby on the way. When that baby come out, when you see them eyes, when them motherfuckers look at you.
Looking right back at you.
Right. And she can see at birth. So it wasn't like no cloudy. She was like, in the mirror, like, she could see. Puma's on you like from the rip. She see everything going on. Now it's 100,000 miles. You 100 miles out. I'm out of here. You gotta make a decision.
The first time I held her, she looked at me. She was like,
"You gotta make a decision,
man." Yo, she looked at me. She looked at you.
From her first day. You put that cap, Puma
staring
you,
dead at
stretch
you
in your eye, and go like this, and mirror like this. Put her, and Puma's following her eye, and she like this, and backing up. She said, this girl can look at. She said, "This girl can see." Real good. She was looking at Puma and she said, yeah, like this. Every picture, she looked at you like
grab
this.
Grab your finger, move it, move.
I'm not playing with you. I said, I'm out of this game. I cut that phone off. I said, I'm out.
Yeah. I was happy when he was like, yeah, I'm about to have. I was like, look at this nigga. This nigga ain't had no kids.
I said, imagine. I said, I can't imagine.
That shit, you know what I mean?
Leave my baby in the house. I got put over the cops. On my birthday, Super Rose, and the cops pulled me out of the square.
Because I didn't really get to walk my brother through the whole process.
And they run down on me, and
I
said,
damn. He said it to me, too.
He said, what you doing? What you talking about doing? I said, oh, my bad. I reached and gave him the license in my register. I said, my bad. I gave him the license. He said, I ain't asked for that. I said, what you want then? It's my birthday. What you want? He said, but you ain't drinking. You got a bottle in your mouth. I said, why are you? I'm leaving. I'm going home. It's my baby. He like, what? He took my license and he walked off. He's coming back. It's your birthday? You driving? I'm going home. Happy birthday, bro. Go home. I said, I got mad coke on me all this, you know? I said, I can't. This little girl now has she my bro. I said, nah, I can't fuck this up. I said, I was too hard, bro. I can't. I was to my child yesterday. I said, I missed work. I go too hard. Fuck word. I forget I had a job. It takes me about 5 hours to ever think I never had a job in my life. It don't take me that long to think to go back to how I always live. Tell me, oh, you're a liar. Boom. Oh, bet. I'm back. 2 seconds. Man, but I came out of work. I fucking went to sleep. I missed the whole day. What the fuck?
Whole day going. You like
cooking.
Be like that.
I said, yo, I had to go. He like, he already know what it is. Cooking. I forget I had a job.
Excuse me.
Y'all woke up. My phone was in the car. I ain't even have my phone on.
It's a wireless right there.
It's a wireless charger.
Up there. Right here. Just move it up. So
Star charger? Yeah, it's dope as shit.
He a player. He ain't one of his phones, bro.
Player. Like, he ain't want to take his phone out of his hand. He gotta get it away from me.
Give me the precious.
Get it away from me.
Give me the precious.
Yo, that shit wild, yo. It's just mad crazy stuff going on, man. Yeah, man. I seen what the imam got stabbed in the
It's about to get worse.
That's wild.
It's about to get worse.
While they was praying in the masjid,
it's about to get worse.
That's crazy, bro. That's
just people don't understand. It's always gonna get worse for you, but the door been open, and that is wild.
Sad. Man.
You have to. That's why you can't be on no. That's why watching dudes that push me on square, like, dog, you push it go hard. This is what it is. It's on now. It's like war. It's the beginning of war. It's the ground roof. The
Matrix, bro.
It's the people. That's how that shit gets divided. That shit. When you got dudes in the neighborhoods on fire, it's like division. You got something. I'm signing up. I'm telling you. It's what happens. Bro. It's on. That war shit been started. The money don't count no more. They figured, everybody know American money shit. All the country said, these niggas ain't got it. South America, all of them, bro, that's what I'm saying.
How a crypto coin worth more than a fucking dollar bill.
Because American money ain't backed by nothing for the last few years, bro. It's just
stolen for bro, like they've been 20, robbing 30 years.
Bro, they've been printing shit just to print it. Oh, imagine I say, oh, I borrow some money for you. And I just said, you know, my money. I go, hold on. I go in the bathroom and print some shit up and give it to you.
You ain't got to pay me back, bro.
I go like this. Yo, bro, where that 150 at? Chad, will you beat you for that? Hold on, you got hit
beating.
He got hit beating right on 150. I done sent this nigga 500. Hey, I printed it up.
Right.
Money none. Gaddafi started it. He said, don't trade money with them. Turn it into gold. Watch what they got.
Get
that nigga out of there. He wildin'.
Too late now. You got too many powers going against you all at once. Using motherfucking not just the war, the bullet, the bomb, They come in at the coins.
We fucked
the
up.
The fucking numbers, the zeros, the decimals, nigga.
As people in general, we fucked up because people didn't pay attention to what was happening. And it's happening immediately.
In your face, nigga.
Once that 9/11
shit. In your face, nigga.
You knew 9/11 was a scam.
In your face, nigga.
You knew 9/11 was a scam, so it's all came behind it.
In your face, nigga.
9/11 was a scam. They came right behind it. Boom, 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 boom. Pimp Daddy. Fuck the game up.
Yeah, man. The game been fucked game up. Over.
Shit wicked out here, man.
I saw everybody taking money out the banks, right? I heard,
I told you. Yeah,
Bank of America. You
better.
$2 billion.
I've been sold my Bank of America stock.
$2.3 billion, right?
I've been sold my Bank of America stock. They've been fucked. They recovered.
They've been doing funny money, went up, bro.
Probably like 6 months ago, and I sold all my shit.
They've been dealing with funny money, bro.
Motherfucker,
yo, it would have been too many security breaches with motherfucking Bank of America. Mm-hmm. And they've been giving out hella loans and doing all that extra shit. It's cool. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers ran it up. PPP, they ran it up through motherfucking Bank of America and all the mothers. But, hey.
If I knew what I knew.
And they worked through the government because fucking, what you call it, worked through them. Unemployment and shit like that. Work through fucking Bank of America. Yeah, so, yeah. It be like that sometimes. Yeah, short little intermission. Right back at you.
I am. I'm gonna go. I got it.
Itchy.
Hey, yo. You like a Don Robinson.
Why was that so delayed? It took like 15, 20 minutes to think about it.
I had to look it up. Like, oh yeah, Don Robinson. You want to give it a go?
He's hired. Yo, Joseph Adai, somebody you be riding at.
I'm
mad at 60. Lord,
you can go with this.
Hey, y'all heard you Maurice Jones group with his legs going upwards.
Yeah.
Got the itchy, itchy, yaya, dadas.
Itchy, gitchies. Don't your eyes. Got the itchy eye sauce. Itchy eye.
That's my boy, that's the Falcons receiver. He's like Roddy White.
Yo, hit me with the itchy eye.
Right,
they said the worst shit you can get is that itchy.
Is that my Marvin Harrison with hair? Like,
yeah. Marvin Harrison with
hair and a beard.
Listen,
crust of my eye.
Joseph Adai.
Yeah, I already gave you that one. I gave that one. I said it earlier. I gave you that one. That was my idea. Come
on. You're supposed to be motherfucking.
Ed Reed.
It's one of the greatest beats of all time, bro.
Hey! Bad creatine, though.
I get so hung up on bones. Well, Dr. Funkenstein here.
We occupy and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hips.
We're gonna funk. Funk this.
Kiss me.
Gonna funk this up.
I do not attempt to dance around with you. There is nothing wrong.
Diapers and shit on.
Yo, my pops said he was in.
That was Boosie Collins.
Nah, that was
Ryan.
Yeah. My pops said that he went to see a show and they all came out with diapers and were jumping off the tables and wilding.
I heard they got that idea from Boosie Collins, who was a charm motherfucker.
He was in Devil Hunger.
Yeah, because he was part of the Devil. He was the first one to wear it.
Now, when they was on Dream Champs, he said they sold the group and he said different people did different stuff with different songs, but the same, all of the Funkadelic the same.
Niggas need to hear us, bro. We still potting, you feel me? We definitely still potting. Don't think this is a music motherfucking listening podcast. We motherfucking here to spit game, teach y'all something that y'all need to know. You know what I'm talking about?
All game. Yo, boy. So the kid, Mikey Williams.
Done.
He got caught. What is it? He got aggravated manslaughter? He goofy.
Goofy.
Little nigga worth about $4 mil. $4 mil, matter of fact, not $4 bill. $4 mil. $4.7 mil. Memphis. He's gonna play for Freddie Hardy with.
Nice. He goofy.
Another goofy.
You got that hit that when he gets to his head, bro. Like, he ain't no guidance. Ain't no
guidance. Don't let it go to your head now.
Ain't no guidance, bro.
You gotta punch niggas in the
chest. Hey, man. Can't say
what little niggas gonna listen unless you punch him in the chest like a bombie.
I don't know, I can't say it's young niggas, I don't think it's young guys that I ain't seeing 20 years, and they show me respect, you ain't got motherfucking more money than me, or you ain't in a higher position than me, I don't know, it's that kick, that kick matter,
I know young guys, when they see me out here, they're like, what's up, bro, big boy, I'm like, I don't know any of these dudes. But they was, this is 20 years ago when I bought them crowns when I was in the store and I ain't wanting to spend any money. I never let young dude spend any money in crown.
Yo, just
ever. And no food spot. When I'm in there, I pay for everything. But it's just different when they get older. I don't recognize them.
Yeah. I just did that earlier.
I was
in the hood.
But they go like this.
When
that day, when J-Rock, like, J-Rock at me, I said, well, who's going to hit? I said, bro, I won this. He said, watch this. I said, watch when you walk up on this hill, you're going to see something different. When you went up there, he was like, what do you mean, wild up there? Because once some niggas saw me up there, he didn't know. I knew these motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
That's
not me. I used to walk all
allies are better than friends. Friends want too much. Allies is mutual. Friends is never mutual.
Friends is an expectation. Friends, they want that shit for free.
No, that too. But it's like an entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
Allies only want but so much. They want to come through where you be at. It's peace.
Right.
And it's reciprocal.
They want to be able to move.
Friends are the one to come to your house banging on your window. Al's ain't doing that.
Al's ain't gonna flip on you.
Ever.
Ally.
Ain't gonna flip on you. Mm-hmm. Because y'all don't have a relationship. It's different. It's always better to have allies and friends. Because the reality of it is, them friends that you're going to friends already family.
That's a fact.
That's why I'm saying that. So the allies is like more associates to friends. But your friends are already family.
Yeah.
I know Chaos is a baby. Mm-hmm. I know Keith is a baby. That's crazy. I know Hope is young. I hope we high school. He's a baby.
See, I've been friends with these two.
I knew before, whatever.
I got more than 20 years with both of them as being my friends. Like,
Kale was doing whatever he was doing. When Keith was doing whatever he was doing, I was in there watching them.
Doing what you was doing.
I've been watching them. Like, look at these dudes. He's rubbing down Crescent. Training. Watching
every step niggas making.
All these suicides.
When Wood comes around the corner, your mom come race. I'm always a big OG. Walk around the corner, come on. I'm the only one come get body, put body on the ground. Body was, nobody was in the body. I put body in the boom. The fuck? Oh, I got that 4 nails. What was that?
Put him in the move.
I miss how that shit was going. But them streets rough, bro. And mm-hmm. She ate him up. Cause we locked up together. And we came together. And Aunt Sandra was on the phone still watching. And it hit me different because the same thing I always say with my brother. Watch him. I said,
Y'all need these niggas.
And I was at work and I came to the high school on Collider School right there on Crescent. I'm in community ball and I'm in there. Then I come late at work. I'm eating my food in the hallway, I got my shades on. So the chicks in there, you know what we doing. And I said, and body coming in. I'm mad as hell. We midtown niggas. Like we
coming straight to swag, it.
And he in his whole this whole display body now. He ain't hot. He talking. It's body. And I just want to smoke some dust one last time. I said, body, you can't handle that shit. I just smoke one last time, and then I'm gonna quit, and then it's over. You can't handle this shit.
Man.
You smoked it.
Body, man.
I'm mad, because I'm like, damn. That's big, bro. It's rough right here, bro.
I'm seeing some of my brothers.
That's why I said, like Jay-Z said, the real shit, that's why I do my job. I said, only thing worse is getting old is not getting old. And he's like, damn, that's real. He's like 60. He's like, that's real. It's a pleasant pain. But when you got your babies, you good, bro.
Hey, bro, they keep you alive, motherfucking active. Like right now, you think I'm motherfucking about to be slacking,
bro. My baby,
like, this baby about to be up and moving. Like, bro, these motherfuckers after the motherfucking the virus or whatever spread.
You gotta do care. No buddy whacking. You gotta do care. No buddy whacking. No drinking. No smoking. This every time I baby, this is how I always I detox. I do this every year of my life. I detox. I start smoking, I start drinking, everything. And right when I'm in that mood, the first time the pool came, I cut two chicks off. I'm fucking chicks. I'm like, bro, nobody. Working out, eating right, boom, boom, you come through. What's some fucking Deuce. You don't even drink Deuce.
Yeah.
You don't even drink.
Huh?
I bodied that bottle. After that work, knew I left that yard in there. I said, everything in there.
My phone, my ID. Everything, my social.
When that shit come out,
everything is in there, yo.
Listen, God, when that shit come out like piss, when it come out like piss, you like, oh, that's your bone. That's when you go to sleep.
The marrow. That's that marrow.
That's the baby.
I take your balls.
That's the baby. Yo, bro, no lie.
I'm from the Bronx. Don't make me run up on you.
Listen, no lie. I was passed out, and I'm super energetic. I got back up into the bathroom and I turned around. She still was sitting in that same spot. I said,
move.
Why you got your knees up?
Shake the spot.
I said, it's on. I knew. I can't work. It wasn't until she, I know she eat.
Bro.
She's bodying shit. Bodying, slaughtering shit. She don't eat like that. Slaughtering shit. I'm like, damn. I said, you know, you pregnant. That big ass nose. I took my shit. Bro, she sent me that. Man, she sent that picture. She went up and got it. Definitely.
Sick.
Definitely. I wasn't sick. I was going dumb hard. I had an after hour. I was moving liquor, weed, coke. I was wilding, right? I was back on Lido time. Booming. I'm making mad bread. I'm coming over here, beating 280 up with this pandemic. No cars out. I'm on 280, 10.
Beauty of it, bro.
I'll get home in 10 minutes.
I'm flying back to the hood, bro, with the work. I'm getting mad at Brad. I'm out here like, here you go. It wasn't until I got caught, until I was supposed to be in jail. And the cop ran, pulled me over on my birthday when I turned 41. And I'm like, he seen me with the bottle of rosé. I'm in the car like this. I said, there they got. They ran out some doors. They got pieces out here still. I'm like this. Whoop! Where did this go from? Like I said, I'm like, it's my birthday. He came into the car. It's your birthday? I said, yeah. Oh, it's my baby. He said, the car's in the back. He goes. I said, yeah. Here. I showed him the labor, the union. She like, happy birthday, bro. Go home.
Ew! Happy birthday!
Ew! I'm on Twitter. Ew! Rosé all over me. Ew! Gone. Got him. I said, you know what? But I'm not stupid, though. I don't cheat the game. You can't get a game. The game loses. I told you all the time. The game loses. The game ain't... The feds ain't undefeated.
Right.
The game ain't undefeated. When you get out the game, get out the game. When you don't got that mindset in you, when you don't feel like LT with the coke, you ready to go forever, got a game. When you start not wanting to get hit, got the game. Don't get a game and lick back. Cause the consequences are still the same. Right. So when you got the game, you gotta say, it is what it is. Don't give that game a lick back. Cause the game never gonna stop. Somebody gonna get that shit back.
You know when niggas fuck up? Niggas fuck up thinking motherfucking it's supposed to be a reciprocal lick back.
No, niggas fuck
nigga,
up.
Nigga, the licks is coming, bro. Just know that. The licks is coming. Either way, go.
Pause.
But you know what I mean?
You're going in that building. You just going to build a big resume up. That's what you're going to get. Once I put that case, my first, I said, you know what?
Just anticipate
ain't nothing else going to be worse than this.
Prep, nigga.
Kick. And I went 1,000 miles an hour.
Prep, nigga.
And I went wild.
That's always my motherfucking advice.
Prep. I was everywhere. I was partying my ass off. Mm-hmm. They was calling the house. If the motherfucker called me, said, "But we see you out here. We just can't." I said, "I was my passport. I was my passport ID." He said, "I said, bro, you get paid to lock me up. Catch me. I'm not turning myself in. Fuck. How am I gonna eat like I eat and you gonna tell me?" I know what you got for me.
Right.
Catch me. When they caught me.
Yeah.
And when I got caught, God, I could have got bailed out. And I didn't do it. I said, you know what? I'm going to finish a bit. I got a bill. It's a judge said we got $500 bill right now. He go home and he got come sentence in November. I said, nah, I'm gonna do this shit over. I would have had 3 months in. Think right now, I should have did it. Fuck these things. But you be dead now.
Hey.
You see? Everything you come home, for a reason. You get in that bag, niggas hate it. Bow!
Everything happens for a reason, bro.
So you gotta take. That's why I never fought nothing. That's why I never said nothing. I said, all my shots took. I said, you know what? I'm wilding. I'm out. That's why when I came home, I had the lane I still had. I said, okay, I came home, it's still me. But you never know, bro.
Hey.
You learn this, I fight life
at
school, you know what I'm saying?
Life
is school.
Life is the biggest school,
guys. For real. Biggest teacher in the world.
Every day you learn something. Whether it be a lesson, a jewel, I mean, something that you take along with you, you know what I mean? And that's always been my ideal goal. I try to learn at least one new thing a day. Because I figure if I learn at least one new thing a day, at the end of the year, of course, that's 365.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if I learn a plethora of shit in you 1 week...
You always going to learn more. Once you learn one thing, it's going to expedite the next thought. So it's going to... You're going to start chasing more and more.
Knowledge thirst.
Yeah, it's going to chase.
Once I see certain shit that I want to learn about, I'm researching that shit ASAP.
It's too easy for you not to pick up your phone and learn what you need to know. Mm-hmm. Nigga, give you a step by step tutorial, a video showing you.
That changes everything.
Yeah.
The facts change everything.
That shit, it low-key killed the schools. Because niggas ain't got more
good schools and get degrees to learn these things.
That's
trying to reprogram the kids.
You know what I mean? Viable to everywhere.
I mean, trades is always good, too, though.
Yeah, hands-on. You got to know.
The agendas ain't work. We killed the agenda because we showed that math. And it just died. Because most women are now looking like, you know what? We was wild. And they're seeing they can't turn it back. This was hitting them.
They don't know.
They see they can't. This will. History. You can't reverse this will. History. And they're looking at it like, oh, shit. Yeah,
I try to hide shit, but, you know.
The same niggas we thought was stupid, yo, they was really this.
I heard they did a new Hidden Colors. They dropped a new Hidden Colors.
Five, right? Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't watch none of that shit, bro. I just know when I seen this shit going on,
I remember Freaknik. I ain't talking about Freaknik. I'm talking about
we was young.
Hidden Colors 5.
That's different too. That's different too. I've shown some shit.
I advise everybody, all the listeners,
shit,
to go watch.
We wasn't supposed to watch that shit. Watch 20 years ago.
The first one to the fifth one. Find them. It's hard to find them too, unless you're buying them.
Bro, we watched them directly.
For the right price, I got them.
Gruesome. 20 years ago, watching this. This is gruesome. We got some shit that was.
I got one through five.
And that whole series of shit came and they fucking viewed everything to the point where it was real shit. Got all five?
Mm-hmm.
Back. Send me five.
Alright, I got you.
Yeah. Yo.
Bad, bro.
You know what I mean? But until next time, we're gonna wrap this one up, bro. You know what I mean? We got motherfucking the freestyles and all that good shit for you. Yo, start loading that shit up.
Peace, you got some balls, peace.
Jump in this, you know what I mean? Get these motherfucking bars up and in the air. I know y'all be motherfucking ready for that. I know that, yo, bro.
They live, that's why they here.
They live for it.
That's why they here.
They live for it.
Take
care of them. What is going
on? I know on Burger King, though. I'm getting
it, bro. This shit's dropping. Yo, bro, I got an idea for another motherfucking series, man, right through, too. But you know what I mean? That's exclusive. You know what I mean? I'm thinking about starting a Patreon for that one. Because that one is, you know what I mean? That's the one right there. You feel me? This little freestyles is the little taste of it.
She the one.
But you know, we about to get right there, right?
Yo, bro, she, like, I do my shit, like, I walk on my
phone. Hold on to this. Don't forget it's the mic.
And she be doing it, looking at her. I just do it all. I walk on my feet. I be looking at her, and she do the same, all that shit I do. And she be at the floor, and I be able to catch it, and she be, boom, and she look at me, like, I'm good. Like, she be like this. Real talk, she be like this. She be like, I got you, like,
I'm gonna use that for the
turkey burger. You got the impossible waffle.
Nah, I want turkey burger.
A turkey burger, we do all that. That shit will pop. Nobody want the other shit. I want to do the other burger. Come on.
You do that other burger dirty.
Homestyle Fridays, nigga. You already know this is the feature beat of the week. Shout out to everybody that voted, you know what I'm saying? We gonna mix it up for y'all every week. We gonna let y'all make some suggestions, you know what I'm saying? Tap in, we live. I said I'm sorry for my words spoken. I'm sorry for all the promises that I've broken. I'm probably for them false dreams that I never lived up to, that I never seen, like Martin Luther King. But I just wanna make sure that my people get everything. The meek shall inherit the earth since my birth. Something like a seed, the way I grew from this dirt. Raised out of the concrete, blew from a sunflower. Cool young dude to raise when it come power. Y'all niggas acting like I never really heard it. And if it comes to the beat, then that shit will get murdered. Like I am a serial killer when I get in the booth. Feeling like a dope nigga since I was raised in my youth. Y'all don't wanna go to war cause I'll run them the troops. And they'll come through with they fatigue and they boots. Like, fall in, nigga, I'm ballin'. Then Ah, I said, fuck it, call in. Nigga, I'm ballin'. Taking shots every day like I'm stallin'. You could catch me out in Dallas, something like a cowboy. Smoking on the good weed and living in foul, boy. Dunked on the flower, boy. Not ever dropping, throwing the towel, boy. This is something I'm living, I'm spinning prolific. The life that I'm living is executed decisions. You playing your spot, just trying to play your position. I'm trying to make sure that we can get all the spot we can live in. I'm trying to rake in the dollars, something like it's leaves. Essence is glowing, you know that it's beat. Casting the conf when I flow when the beat. And the confident one, rip the flow but I repeat. Outcast one that never fitting in. Ancestors are the ones that were sitting in. They ain't gonna slow me down even with the riddle and the puzzling and riddling and begging for forgiveness. Negging for them balls when I step on the beat. Something like Andre, three stacks for the piece. Niggas acting out of line when they rapping at me. Accurately, pull off in the accurate Jeep. That's an MDX or maybe the R. I'm spitting the bars. It ain't my fault that I'm spitting this hard. I've been rapping ever since the day I stepped on the mic. And ever since the day I realized this gift was the life. This gift was the need. The bread that you toasting out. Lance, what you loasting out? Something like a poster, but they post us now. Niggas when I'm loading now. Quase what you want. Order now, doubling, serving it like waiters up when you ordered out. Said, I'm sorry, I'm rapping. I'm sorry, I'm snapping. You get caught out there, it happens. When you really think about the shit that you saying. Something like batons, pass it off, it is relaying. Yeah, I never heard it, the flow is so ineffortless. Make a smell when I'm effortless, doubling off, I'm effortless. And a middle finger after this. All I wanna do is raise up and stack presidents. Generational wealth passed down to the seeds. That's honestly the bread that we actually need. I ain't worried about blowing up on your news feed, but I'm trying to make sure that you acting as if you knew me. Comrade, a friend, or fin pretend. Look them in their eyes and you see the mice must men. They ain't even played they lies, so they was riddled. Cool young nigga that spit it like I'ma get it. I ain't never gonna stop it, I ain't never gonna pause. Or standing off for the wall, jumping and off for the wall. Feeling like Michael Jackson, we was off for the wall. Feeling like awkwardness and passing, like throwing the ball. Slam dunk, hammers in the trunk. And if them niggas out of line, them niggas will get moved out of line like a nigga with spit. Cold heart lake like that Michigan. Rip and spin, jack when I'm ripping them. Get on side of the beat with adrenaline. And I'ma spit it with aggression and doubling off my blessing. The days that I was blessing the God be manifesting. Trying to plant it out, something like a seed. What you wanna need, you are going for the race. But I'ma run up with the lead. And then once you leave, if you wanna be defining my energy. To the point I'm filling up the mental piece. Turn the tuba super saiyan, cook the playin'. Taming them, laying the catfish, they all fillet them. The stamina them, lay them, the stamina blame. My stamina is displaying the shit that I am relaying. It's like, I'm sorry I'm rapping, I'm sorry I'm snapping. And awkwardly the shit type happens when you get inside the booth and the space that you say. The things that you do, the things that you say, them niggas they say like, I'm sorry I'm rapping, I'm sorry I'm snapping. When I get in the booth, this what usually happens. Something like catastrophe, anything you wanted, then I'm disappointed. Them niggas never had for me. I'm sorry I'm rapping. Let me know when you're ready, yeah.
Conf Style Fridays.
Ready?
Confident one. Conf Style Fridays. The confident one.
You know the vibes. You tuning
Conf
in.
Conf Style Fridays.
Appreciate y'all for tuning in, you know what I mean?
Confident one.
Y'all could be anywhere in the world, but tonight you're here with me. And I'm only here for one night only. Fridays. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm gonna make sure they remember me after this one. Look. 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 I said I'm tired of offending this. To the point that I turn into old red when they trap me for my tenderness. Stacking up my ones and doubling off my dividends. Just to make sure my youngins will be recipients. You know, like God when he reigns omnipotent. You staggering out of line. You broke down and you impotent. Not standing on your own too. And this to the point where you broken down, they strip away your social, they stick away your views and they stick away your lies. They put you in the ground and they tell you your demise. It won't be seen and it won't be read. But all you wanna do is make sure that you get another chance to make a dollar, chance to make a bill, a chance to get on the record and say something real. And actually use your heart to make them people feel. Something like the fish when they caught up off a rail. You get it caught in the rail when you watching and looking. You probably the one that's actually been the spot when you took it. When they take away things like a raw barber or crooking. And all then they sent you off right to the bookings. And I ain't trying to see the prison, they ain't trying to see the bars unless it come to shit and rapping, cause you know it ain't facade. $1,000 coupes, $1 million garage. Think the type of shit that make them feel that boy is hard. That boy got skill, that boy he got flow. That boy about to take over the spot and take the show. Maybe even take the microphone, I'm not giving it back. I'm ripping it and killing it like I'm stuck and attached. And I never detach away from my gift. Never detach away from my block and my strip. Never detached unless it's come to accurately dispacking me. Going back and forth with this tennis like Andre Agassi. Fresh pair of tennis shoes and I give them niggas blues when they listen to the flows and they catch the mental cues. And then enough to get it to enough to then to spit it like it's sounding like it's summer dew. Cause they trying to take away your extra seeds like sipping Mountain Dew. And if it's gotta get the money, then you know that's what I gotta do. I'm jumping over them hurdles and running through them obstacles. And if I gotta do, she stuck to the wood like a popsicle, the obstacle. I'm feeling like in a visit, like conjugal, the monofu. I'm feeling like niggas are not a do. And anything I wanna spend, and anything I gotta do, I got one life to live, and it's not even promised. It's saying that you wanted the drama, man, you don't even want it. The flow was astonished, they really been puzzled. Cause they just trying to make sure how he can pause and just juggle this all. Something like off the top of the dome, it's like 45 shots when they love it for chrome. Them niggas out of line, they'll come right to your home. And they posting like a vision when you not all alone. You feeling like young McCauley cause you all home alone. But you ain't got your vision and you trying to claim your throne. They gonna throw your back against the wall and break your bones. But you gotta recollect and spit it on that microphone. I do this to the death of me and spitting with this energy. If my thoughts was Henny, then my bars would be Hennessy. I'm surrounded by my allies, I ain't worried about no enemies. Cause I'ma fight to the end in case the cowards try to finish me. Some niggas talk out of line and they had a tendency to act like they really your bros, but really be firm and easy. Negative vibes, negative energy. I don't want you around me, don't have a tendency to try to replace it. It's all for the statement. Them niggas running to the precinct quick to making a statement and saving the blazes and me, cause the millions adjacent is slowing off your pivot like you wanna get it. And they ain't even trying to see you to the point you frigid. And they ain't even trying to see the point you had to grind. Cause I'ma keep rapping till the beat go off. And I'ma punch the clock like I'm going for overtime. That's time and a half, double off the math. Niggas getting washed like a puppy in the bath. Get up on the beat and the shit feel the wrath of that boy, the confident one that gon' snap. I got a love for this, enough of this. Nigga fan enough of this. Something like J-Lo when she had enough of it. Loving in the gym, double up and pumping it. To the testosterone explodes, the stone that blows. You feeling like you at your lows, you at your highs. You wanna lay back, set your vibe. You feeling like you could play like amongst your guys. Like, I think I'm done with it, I'm just having fun with it. Something like rolled up, rolls when you spun for it. You niggas out of lies cause you know that he confident. They looking in my eyes and they knowing that it's true. They listen to the beat and then they knowing it's the proof. And everything I spit is everything that I live. The things that I want, the things I can get, I'm really the shit. I think I'm feeling myself too much, but that's what you're supposed to do when your feelings in touch. And that's what you're supposed to do when you get rolled like a Dutch. Cause I lean on the beat like a hip or a crutch. And they ain't even talking about much.
This what we do. Calm this Style Fridays. Calm Style Fridays.
We got one
the
more.
The confident one.
Hold on, that was three or that was two?
Calm Style Fridays.
I know y'all always say I know y'all say I only rap with old school beats, so you know what I mean. I'm gonna bring it up the day for y'all. You feel me?
The confident one. Get with it.
Ambitions of a rider, I'm feeling like Tupac. Loaded up the 40 cause they ducking from two shots. They could get you hit up and get dropped up in two spots. I'm just trying to make sure I make it back home. Loaded with the 45, extended the chrome. Clicky with the switchy when you turn into a blicky. I be smoking on the piffy but looking out by my window. Rolling and rolling up, puffing, puffing on that endo. Increasing the tempo, nigga, are you simple? Bend and flip the beat like I turned into a nympho. Back slap, hand slap, turned into a bimbo. If you never understood, then dip it for that info. Double up tenfold, watching who you sent for. Cause them niggas come up and they post up like a tent, bro. And they ain't even watching civilian and peeping. Them niggas dumping the secret and leak you out like a secret. Or better yet, like a rumor.
Take away the excess tissue and leave a scar like a tumor. Break them all down to the point that it was numerous. Get up in the kitchen and cooking like I am a chef. Emeril Lagasse, when I sprinkle, I'm the best. And I don't even need a pinch of seasoning. Develop with the reasoning. Even some of them reasoning. Dumb is quick and I'm squeezing. I'm leaving like Drew when he was breezing. And they ain't even try to rack it, but you wanna get. I'm spitting intelligent shit cause they incompetent. I'm trying to show them getting money is the consequence. I'm trying to travel to all seven of them continents. I'm trying to pull up in the whip looking like Consequence. Back up in the 90s, everything shiny. They like my style is fashion untimely. Pop up with Harry, turned like grimy. Cool type nigga that be living for the living. Living for the life, every dollar that I'm getting. Everything I'm hoping, every day I'm wishing. Stocking it and saving like I'm trying to save my pension. Better yet, an IRA, I don't play. Where I'm from, niggas hustle every day. Sundown to sun up, don't down what you stunned up. Get quick to done up. If you put your gun up, them homeboys will run up and season you. And I ain't even saying it for reason to. Cause if it's a doubt, it's unreasonable. And I'm fill up in the coupe, I'm like I'm breezing through. I got my head to the heavens and I'm rolling on a curve. I'm feeling like a nigga, don't have to give me the urge. Niggas out of line and me going like a purge. Niggas out of line and me going like a purge. I ain't trying to go to jail, trying to go to prison. Young nigga that be ridden and kicking spit that be ridden. And niggas I'm gonna living, but never the true religion. Horse to your back, nah, it's really true religion. Really spending if and if you getting. If you getting hustling, then a nigga that be whipping. Pull up in the drop top, put up in the BM. Thunning that you get it, nigga, probably fuck your BM. Thinking that you're your friends, but niggas don't beat them. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm winning and succeeding. And I'm just trying to make sure for the day that I'm leaving, that all my people to live like he kings. And all of my people to have golden rings and diamonds, all types of things that you hustle for. Thinking what you hustle for. Thinking like a hustler, then stop the war. You acting like you started war, like some suit, just the art of war. Thinking what you order for, sings what you order war. Feeling like you out of order, getting what you bargained for. And I'ma keep a nigga that's a spitter. Something like an auction, tell it to the highest bidder. The pick of the litter, things on ritter. Niggas that can got it, but you niggas on better. I just running through it till the nigga done up, spun up. Something like tires when they spun up. You want what? You don't want a war, cause you might end up raw and you might end up dead from a bullet to the head. Feeling like you jumping and I'm walking to the edge. I'm feeling like I'm spitting my adrenaline a match. I'm feeling like them niggas, they some pumpkins in the patch and I'ma leave them all dead when the pumpkin isn't hatched. Something like an egg standing on my leg. Beat upon the beating and them niggas wanna stay.
Calm style Friday.
So what them niggas wanna say? Fuck it, have a nice day. Friday. Fridays is for calm, remember that. You think of Fridays, think of me. Calm Style Fridays.
Talk to him.
New freestyles Friday out for y'all. Every Friday, put them beats in the chat. You know what I mean? Let me know what y'all want to hear. You know what I mean? I'll do new school shit, trap, drill, whatever. I'm versatile. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my boy Ray Hutch. You know what I'm saying? Tap in. You know, I'm always supporting black businesses. You feel me? I got to, bro. I got to. If I'm going to be drippy, I'm putting money in somebody's pocket that I know. Not saying I'm wrong with big brands, but I support the local man, too. You know what I'm saying?
Hashtag drippy in the city.
Word. Yeah. Word
drippy
up.
The whole city.
And all summer.
And we out, yo. There's another one in the can. You already know what it is.
Yeah. Cook.
Wait. Tap in.
Hey, yo, keys, fried rice. On the block.
Got the itchy, itchy, ya, ya, da, da. I'm going to say that shit all day.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.